More efficient energy storage systems could clear the way for a major increase in wind and solar energy use in New England. The biggest battery so far is now in use in Maine. Fred Bever reports this morning on how large batteries called grid-scale batteries are becoming cheaper and more sophisticated.
For more than a half century, a massive oil-fired plant has been churning out electricity from an island in the heart of Maine's Casco Bay, where sailors use its towering smokestack for navigation. The old generator is expensive to run and dirtier than new technologies, so these days it comes on only a few times a year. Nonetheless, since December, the wires on the island have been humming pretty much nonstop.
It's the 60 hertz hum we engineers call, so it's a sound we like to hear because we know we're running.
That's Jeff Plue, project manager for NextEra, a national electricity company that focuses on renewable energy. Here in the shadow of the old fossil fuel plants, he led the development of New England's biggest yet battery. Plue says grid-scale batteries can serve many functions. The setup here helps stabilize the frequency of the electricity that flows through the regional grid at that 60 hertz rate.
We'll go into the battery room here, though.
Inside a former warehouse, eight concrete blocks, big as cargo containers, house a total of 1,300 individual lithium-ion batteries, each about the size of a desk computer. They throw off some heat.
Just like your phone, you can feel it kind of getting hot. We have cooling systems in place just to maintain the equipment at their optimal operating parameters.
Every 4 seconds, computers at grid operator ISO New England's Holyoke, Mass. Headquarters tell the batteries here whether to pull in energy and store it or to discharge it back onto the grid. It helps to balance the inevitable mismatch that occurs between the amount of energy generators are pushing onto the grid at any given moment and the amount the customers are taking from the grid. It can be much more efficient to ask energy storage systems like this to fine-tune the grid's frequency than, say, to try to toggle a big natural gas plant's output up and down.
It's just on a much faster ramp than you'd see at a typical generator. A typical generator might ramp at a rate of 1 to 2 to 10 megawatts maybe per minute. This battery can do that full range in a second or less.
Ideally, NextEra can provide the service at a price that reduces costs for consumers and still make a profit. And this is really just the beginning. Battery technology is advancing quickly, partly thanks to the rise of electric vehicles, and costs are coming down. Stephen Rourke, a senior system planner at ISO New England, says they've just really started studying the technology.
It's just been really in the last year that we've had grid-scale battery in our study queue at all. So, in fact, the Casco Bay project up in Maine was the first of the grid-scale batteries to go through the study process.
It won't be the last. There are now 8 more such projects seeking study and approval by ISO New England, and a lot is happening on a smaller scale, too. On a former landfill in Rutland, Vermont, utility Green Mountain Power has paired a battery array with a solar array. Project manager Josh Castingay says the batteries can reduce the burden on the regional grid on high-demand days by delivering stored-up solar electricity directly to local consumers. One hot summer day last year, that peak shaving, as it's called, saved GMP customers some real money.
And we discharged the batteries right at that right hour, lowered our demand overall, and just that 1 hour saved our customers close to $200,000.
On top of that, GMP's batteries solve a vexing renewable energy conundrum: how to handle surges and drop-offs in the bulk electricity that wind and solar plants deliver, depending on whether the wind is blowing or the sun is shining. Batteries can soak up excess energy when it's being produced and then push it onto the grid when the generators go silent. Those firming and smoothing abilities of the batteries allow energy produced by intermittent resources to match up with real-time system needs 24/7. Back in Maine, NextEra's Jeff Plue says they will be a significant driver for the next wave of wind and solar development.
Gives you the same abilities, essentially, as what you get from a traditional generator. It is the holy grail for renewables.
NextEra, for one, is grabbing the grail with both hands. It's proposed to pair batteries even bigger than the Casco Bay Array with wind turbines and solar generators in western Maine. And that's just one of several such projects that are being proposed around New England as state and regional climate policies seek to inject ever more renewable energy into the mix. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.